General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 165 of the General Fairy Podcast for the week of February 6th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we're beta testing our javelins, get ready for crossplay, and turn your head and cough. It's-a me, Dr. Mario! I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
What's up?
And CJ.
No, don't put your finger in there.
Is that what happens?
No, put it in further.
Yeah.
That's lower. Not a doctor.
Lower. Too low.
Lower.
I'm singing on rooftops. So we'll start off like we usually do with what are you playing? CJ.
I like sneaking things on that CJ doesn't notice.
I'm playing the new Anthem beta for iOS. It's really weird because it's just like
Candy Crush.
No, it's just, see, I was gonna make a joke about being Candy Crush, but instead I was gonna go with the whole fact that Anthem is like an insurance app for like Blue Cross Blue Shield. I was like, you just told me these claims that I had submitted.
So weird. Yeah, the Anthem open beta happened last weekend, and we're all playing it. Well,
66% of us are playing it.
He just playing his own special version that Dom made up.
Yep.
I played on the PC while Dom played on the Xbox.
Yes.
On my phone, it's just a bunch of little flying dudes in suits of different colors, and you have to match up the colors in a row, and then they all disappear.
They disappear.
It's a matching game.
It's great.
Sad.
I love it.
So yeah, we were able to play. There was a lot more shown in the beta than the alpha.
I mean, I watched somebody play it.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, because I couldn't talk about
it. Did you watch me play
alpha.
It?
No.
Oh.
You motherfucker. I had played the alpha previously, and you could only play as one javelin.
Okay.
You had very little you could actually do. Mm-hmm. You couldn't choose weapons. You couldn't do any of that.
Which
stuff.
Javelin could you play as in the alpha? Do you remember?
I assume the ranger.
Ranger.
Yeah, the Ranger was the base.
Why'd you just look at me like I was stupid?
I thought you said iPhone at the end of that sentence for a second. I was like, oh, I'm making a little joke about you fucking.
Serious question.
And so you started off the game. It was like a little piece of campaign, and it was from levels 10 to 15.
Yep.
Which at 12, you got to unlock one of the other javelins.
Yep. And I think you also got to unlock a third one at level 14.
Yeah, there's three available. Yeah.
But every time I hit level 14, it didn't save.
Ah.
Which ones?
Nice. I unlocked a third javelin twice and never got to use a third javelin.
Which ones did you unlock?
You start with the Ranger.
Ranger.
Always.
Yeah. Right.
I unlocked the Interceptor.
Okay.
Which is the fast melee, better jumping, like kind of like the agile javelin. Yeah.
And the third one's up.
There's four.
There's four.
But the third one that you unlock is like the electricity.
You get to choose.
Oh, you get to choose.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
So you always start with Ranger and then you get to choose your second one.
Yeah. Which was really cool because usually it's like, all right, choose this one next and then this one. No, they give you like.
Well, it's usually to like teach you extra stuff about.
Yeah, which is why you start with the Ranger. So everybody starts with the same thing.
Yeah,
And I unlocked the Colossus, which was pretty much the big armor
Hulkbuster.
Yeah, it was the Hulkbuster, which literally its special was like you get a huge shield that has extra health on its own.
Cool,
which was awesome. It plays not too differently than the alpha did.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to choose different weapons and different javelins was nice.
Yeah,
just to get that difference. The movement I found out is based a lot on movement, this game.
Yes.
Because they're not too bullet spongy. They're not like division bullet spongy where it's just
there
like,
was a couple times where I was like,
clips.
Just die.
Yeah. Here's eight clips of ammo and, you know, nothing's happened yet.
Yep. The interesting thing that I did find out, though, is each kind of enemy has a different weakness. So, like, some of them are really big bullet sponges, but they're weak against melee attacks the explosives that you can use will take their health down a lot more. So, you know, maybe the bullet sponges that I was coming up against are just like, that's
and
not what you're using
the wrong thing. Yeah,
there's also weaknesses on some of the enemies. So like there is a big shield enemy that has explosive tanks on them. So if you shoot them more, you get criticals and they'll explode and shit. The thing with the movement, though, is when trying to fly, you have to jump and then shoot forward.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare if you're trying to escape and then
go backwards. Yes.
Or try to go in any direction except forward, especially if you're in a cave or something.
Most of the time you want to just shoot straight up. Like, yeah. And you have to like go forward and arch yourself up. So like if you're like near a wall, like a cliff or something, and you just want to go up, you have to like go and like slam into the cliff yeah. and then go up.
There was a lot of times that I ran into things yeah. trying to get away.
And considering that your jetpack overheats, you know, it sometimes that's yeah. you don't have enough fuel.
I feel like whatever. Overheats very quickly.
Yeah, I agree. I think it overheats a little too quickly. I hope that that's something that they tweak. I do love the idea that if you fly through a waterfall or like really close to the water, it cools it down yeah, immediately.
That's cool.
That's nice. A cool little feature. But yeah, I overheated a lot.
Yeah.
Way more than I feel like I should have.
The game looks great.
The game looks amazing.
The game yeah. looks really good. For PC, at least, it did.
Yeah,
the
Xbox looked, well. Looked just as good. I feel like PS4 I want to get some really of the...
the iOS looked great.
I feel like I want to get some of the negatives out of the way, because some of the negatives, I think, are hopefully demo-specific. Fort Tarsus itself, the starting point,
oh, what a pain
was
a
nightmare. Mm. It's way too much of a maze that... It's obviously not going to be fixed by launch.
No,
it can't be.
It's the place where like you can buy stuff, you can get right. more quests, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But it's this fucking expansive place. It's like a small city that you have to, yeah. you don't really run.
Yeah,
you can you walk a little bit quicker mm-hmm. if you're pushing one of the sticks, but nice. That's it. And yeah, it's too the much map, all over the place.
Yeah, the map on it sucks. Yeah. It's pointless. But my major problem with it is. It literally ran at like 15 frames a second in really? Fort Tarsus. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't have any problems.
Everyone on Xbox was complaining about it. It was damn. So sluggish. Hmm.
Which is weird because you're
and
not.
And it looked bad.
There's no one there.
Yeah. Fort Tarsus looked terrible. I would constantly walk and then like, you know, then the textures would load in and more textures would load wow. in. Fort Tarsus was a disaster.
I didn't run any of that.
That was
PC.
Bad. Yep. So it's like aside from
running the PC, I got a good
no,
computer.
I'm just shocked that like there was such a difference.
Such a difference, yeah. You'd expect now. I don't know about PC how old the build was for it. Apparently, the build for the Xbox was like 6 or 7 weeks old.
Wow.
So that's promising.
That's not shocking, seeing as how the PC one they can update regularly right. without yeah, having to go through true. A certification program right. first.
So maybe they had a better build. So yeah. that's actually
that is, the most
that is very possible.
Aspect.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
positive. Yep. Yeah. Honestly, that's kind of what the UI
the
is
UI
really.
Is a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it needs Ooh, to be menus. Updated. The menus are really slow, and like I have to hit the button like 4 different times to launch a mission because it's just like not responding right away. The UI when you hit to go to the map or hit pause or something, yeah. it like there's just like a lag, and it really reminds me of like an old N64 game with like the time it takes to go through the menus, where it's just mm-hmm. not something that you'd expect from a game nowadays.
Again, didn't run into that, but. It was just, it's a clusterfuck of a menu once you get into the start yeah. menu. Mm-hmm. It just, like, nothing seems to flow correctly. Nothing's in the places you expect. And also the controls. I played with an Xbox controller on PC just because that's what I do. And the mapping is really weird. Like, you have to hold X in order to change weapons.
Yeah. Well, because they, like, ran out of buttons.
Yeah. It just, there's not enough buttons because you get like supers, you get grenades, mm-hmm. you get 2 different weapons, you get.
Yeah, because X reloads, Y does a melee, B does a dodge, A jumps, and then your bumpers are 2 of your weapons. Your triggers are to aim and to shoot. Your D-pad is for changing what emote you're doing and also emoting. And
then the up one was the super special.
Yeah, up was a super special. Clicking the left stick.
I don't know what the name of it was, but that was it.
Clicking your ultimate, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Clicking the left stick runs. Clicking the right stick, I think, did nothing, but I'm not going to fucking click the right stick to switch my weapon.
I think
that's
it was
for sure.
Zooming.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you had a sniper rifle, it was for zooming. Yeah. So, like, they ran out of buttons to use.
I like the.
It sounds like they developed it for PC first and then were like, shit, we got to map
a
controller.
I think it's actually the opposite.
Really?
People were saying that the PC was having a lot of problems in the previous beta because it was made for more.
For consoles. Yeah.
I like the weapon selection.
Yeah, I would say that's, for me, I think that's where the bad ends.
Yeah. I really had a good time, and I wanted to keep playing,
yeah.
honestly.
I couldn't stop playing, and it was one of those games where like I lost track of time.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing with Greg, and we probably started at 8 or 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and like 10:30 hit, and I was like, I'm getting a little tired. We fucking played till 1:30. And the only reason we stopped, we were kind of winding down, but the reason we stopped is because we got booted out of the server 45 minutes into a mission. But like we were doing free play,
yeah.
We were just flying around. and, you know, finding enemies and stuff. I wish there was a little bit more like clusters of enemies. I felt like we had to fly around a little more than something. I expected to find things. So hopefully there's a little bit more variety in the world.
Yeah.
In the way things look. And you
they probably cut it down to make the game run a little bit smoother.
I would assume so. Yeah. But like, it was so much fun.
Yeah. I definitely don't get the same feeling of dread like I did when I first played Destiny.
And you also didn't play with friends.
No, I played by myself.
Yeah.
It's like any other game. It's a clusterfuck, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to make it to the end.
But what I'm saying is that when I played by myself, I was having fun.
Yeah.
When I played with a friend, I was having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
If I would recommend that you get this for Xbox, I know you're a PC gamer now.
Yeah, I probably will, and, just because you guys.
Crossplay is not going to be available for any time soon.
No. Yeah.
But if you get it for Xbox and you play with us, and there's probably someone else who I can convince to get it,
we can do a whole squad group.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun.
Nice.
Favorite weapon you were using? Because you could get assault rifles, there's light machine guns, there's grenade launchers, there's auto cannons, there's fucking...
When I was the Interceptor, I had this machine pistol that shot, I don't remember, I forgot how many rounds a second it was. I think it was like 1,200 rounds per minute or something, so it was just a machine pistol that was just like... It was insane. And like, I didn't use it too much because I was the Interceptor, so I was doing mostly melee stuff.
Yeah.
But whenever I used that, oh my god, like, it just unloaded so fast. Really loved it.
I was stuck between the grenade launcher, which was just like, you could either get ones that just like bounce off enemies and shit, or ones that stick to enemies. I stuck fucking enemies like of course. Made me feel like it was Halo all over again.
Yeah.
Or the auto cannon, which was just a bullet thrower. You just point it in some direction and just shit bullets. God. The best part is that it gets better aim as you're shooting because you're adjusting
to the recoil.
So you're just like kind of bullet shooting and then just like sniping fucking guys left and right with this 200 round fucking thing.
I love the fact that like I had just as much fun with the Interceptor as I did with the Ranger. Like, I really liked the Ranger had like that homing missile that shot out and the grenade was really cool. And his ultimate special where he just rains down rockets was super awesome.
Yeah.
When I was the Ranger, I had like this glaive that I would throw and like did a critical damage. And I also had like a poison cloud that some of the enemies, when I would walk up to, I would just like release the poison cloud and it would either kill them immediately or drain their health down to like next to nothing. Even those elite guys that have like a full shield, that shit would be like boom, and then maybe two or three hits until they were dead.
I had with the Colossus, it was giant shield that I could use as bashing. And then my ultimate was a fucking huge ash cannon that would decimate everything. It was like a nuclear bomb you like just chuck at something.
Yeah.
It could blow up everything in one shot. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But you only got so much time to shoot as many rounds as possible. So, and long distance shooting was like impossible to fucking aim the damn thing. And then there's also a electrical like shield thing. You could run out and just like it would pop out and then just fry everything around you.
That's cool. Yeah.
And Greg played as the Storm as his second one. Which was like a
magical.
Yeah, it's a magical thing. He literally made Magneto. I actually posted a picture of it on Twitter. he made Magneto and he's just zipping around, fucking shooting fireballs and like ice things and lightning coming from the sky. And it was just like,
there's a huge difference between each javelin, which is nice.
But they're all fun.
Yeah. Where I don't feel like, because this game gets compared to Destiny a lot, where the Destiny
a lot of it seems like a very Destiny-like.
Yeah, where the Destiny characters, the three groups, I didn't feel like had differences.
I feel like they're all the same. There's some of them that are like a little bit quicker. Maybe I chose the quicker one so I could dodge. I still get killed every 2 seconds.
Yeah. ammo pickups weren't too bad. Health pickups, I didn't feel like there were enough.
Yeah, I agree. Your health goes down pretty quick, especially when I was the Interceptor. I have less health.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was going down pretty well, and I was the Colossus.
Yeah, and health pickups were few and far between. I felt like I wanted more ammo pickups because there's kept being times where I was like, shit, I'm out of ammo.
Yeah, no, there was times. Like, and then you just got to go, okay, I need to find someone to kill.
I feel like it suffers a little bit from Zelda syndrome, where you have a plethora of things that you don't need. When you have full health in Zelda, you're constantly getting hearts. When you need health, you can't find a heart for shit. Yeah. I feel like that's how it was.
Because with full health, you'll go out there, kill a bunch of enemies. But once you're down, you're fucking diving between rocks and shit to not get shot.
Yep. So I felt like, when I needed health, I couldn't find any, and same thing with ammo, but when I didn't need it, it was all over the place.
It makes you play a lot smarter than I felt like I played.
Yeah, you can't just go in. Because
if you just go in and rush in, even the classes will fucking get destroyed in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because the amount of enemies that spawn and keep spawning, it's just impossible.
So, I mentioned it before, this is my most anticipated game of this year, and I'm getting a really good feeling about it. It comes out in 2 weeks.
It's called a boner.
Yeah, that might be what it is. That's that tingly thing in my pants. It comes out in like 2 weeks, and
I'm definitely picking it up.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun to play with people, so go check it out. I don't know if they're going to do, I doubt they're going to do
it. Nah, it comes out in a couple weeks.
If you can get a demo or watch people play it, see if it's kind of your cup of tea.
I mean, I streamed half an hour or so. You can check out my my commentary while I was playing, getting kicked out and dying.
Yeah, the servers aren't great yet. I didn't have, again, did not have a ton of server problems.
I didn't have a ton. I probably got kicked out 3 or 4 times total over the entire weekend. I had teammate problems mostly. I got to group up with these people that, they were bad. I kept having to revive them, and I was the only one doing the mission. Like, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
They were just shooting shit.
Yeah, and, like, not even well. So, like, I was doing everything, and they eventually quit because they kept dying. Yeah. And I was just like, I can't help you.
I was having problems finding people. Like, it would just keep searching for people and then just not go.
I didn't really have that problem. I found people pretty quick, usually.
Damn.
So, I don't know. Maybe PC and Xbox just had different issues.
Yeah. It was weird, but all in all, I'm excited for the game. Can't wait for this game and about the 12 others that come out. They were at the same time. Fuck me. Also, give you a heads up, Division is also having a beta come when this podcast comes out. It'll be happening. So if shooters are your thing, go check that out as well. Mm-hmm. Moving on from what are we playing to nerd news. It's just me. Okay. I'm cool. Why the Last Man is a comic series that I've read the entire thing. Fantastic comic series.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could read.
It's really good. It's pretty much this disease. Something
it's a guy named Y. He's the last man.
He's the last man. pretty much this disease happens.
Something about a monkey.
The only male. There's one male and one male monkey that live, and every male species,
you know, he's gonna fuck that monkey, right?
You're gonna fuck that monkey. Pretty much is wiped out. It's all women on every level, animals, humans, all of it. And it's pretty much his journey to try to find his mother and his girlfriend.
Spoiler, they're dead.
No,
they're dead.
They're not dead. And you know, the whole comic series is fantastic. Well, it is coming to TV near you.
See, I feel like I've been hearing about this coming out to TV, or I think it was always TV, because I think originally, I feel like I heard about this in like 2011, like 2010 last time. And I think Shia LaBeouf was originally supposed to be the main character,
you know,
too.
Is that before sometimes you went crazy?
Sometimes delays are good.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
This is going to be on FX is ordering it.
Interesting.
I think that's still the same person who originally, they've just been, like I said, they've just been living on it for a while. I don't think it's moved from anyone else.
Well, are they continuing on with Legion, or are they canceling Legion?
Legion's only getting the third season.
Okay,
and then they're done.
Yeah,
which they just cast Professor X and his mother as well.
Because they're also coming out with the New Mutants, I think, also on FX. So like, it seems like they're trying to do more superhero stuff.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they play all the movies.
It's true.
It series stars Diane Lane, Barry
Allen.
Not Barry Allen. Oh, God. God damn. Not another.
Not the time
travel.
Stream.
Barry Calgan.
Sure.
No idea.
Imogene Poots.
I know Imogene Poots. Yeah.
Poots. So, like, it's got a pretty decent lineup. Melina Matsoukas?
You're killing it, man.
Yep. I try. She directed Insecure and Master of None. She's directing the pilot episode.
Nice.
So they're really like focusing especially on like the problems with like explicit gender and you know all like what would happen if, you know, there was one male, or, you know, everyone thinks all the males are dead and there's one male and one male monkey and that's it.
Right.
And I highly recommend reading.
You know, somebody
got to
fuck that monkey.
Someone will fuck that monkey. I highly recommend the series. If you like the Walking Dead comic books, I would suggest as well. It's very like you get emotionally attached and then things go awry.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this.
Remember the original who publishes Why the Last Man? Is it Vertigo?
I think it's Vertigo. I'm not 100% sure.
Are Vertigo comics available on the DC Universe app? Do you know?
That's a good question.
I don't know, but Doom Patrol is coming.
Yes. Dude,
has everyone seen Brendan Fraser in Doom Patrol?
Has everyone seen Matt Bomer in Doom Patrol?
I don't care. I'm looking at Mr. Robot.
And Doom Patrol?
See, I wasn't going to talk about Doom Patrol because... Because
it looks fucking stupid?
I think it looks good.
The episode... I'll say this, that the episode with Doom Patrol in Titans... We're fucking sidetracking like hell.
Yep.
The episode with Doom Patrol in Titans looked good.
Yeah.
Looked? You didn't... Like, looked like but the, CGI this, or
the same
like...
Thing, but
you
this,
didn't
no,
watch
but,
it?
This is the exact no, same watched, thing with...
It looked good while I was watching the documentary.
It's the exact same thing with the Titans show. They're just really bad at advertising.
Yeah,
it could be. I do know, though, that... it is based off of the older Doom Patrol comics, and is not based off of the newer good ones that Gerard Way has done.
Right.
Gerard Way is the lead singer of My Chemical Romance, who is a good comic book artist.
Right. And I think was the original one Grant Morrison?
I don't think so.
Grant Morrison did a Doom
Patrol.
Might
have been.
I don't know if he was the original. Anyway, I figured you might know if Vertigo Comics are on the DC Universe app since you pay for it.
I do.
Do you not
I
actually
don't do the comics?
Oh, okay.
I just watch all the shows and
gotcha.
Stuff. Why the Last Man was actually DC Comics.
Oh,
Brian K. Vaughan.
Oh, nice.
So that's really strange that it's coming out for FX and not on the DC app or CW.
I think these rights have been with FX for a long
time. That's
true
because you were talking about how
they announced a pilot back in 2018 somewhere.
Sure. No, it's been
way back when in 2018.
Way back. In...
So it's exciting to see. I highly recommend the comic. I'm excited to see. They're not saying when.
I heard 2020
looking to come out. Probably 2019. Yeah.
It'll be next year.
2020. Damn. So
yeah, exclusive. Shia LaBeouf talks Why the Last Man, says the project could still happen. This article's from 2009.
Jesus Christ.
It's a pretty big comic, and I'm excited to see where they
fresh off
it.
His recent success as Even Stevens.
this could potentially replace Walking Dead when that series
I can see that.
I
it's
fucking
very
hope.
Similar.
Walking Dead is ending this year, I think.
Are they?
I thought it already ended.
I don't fucking know.
I know they got rid of Rick.
Oh, maybe it's just Andrew Lincoln's done.
Yeah, what? He was done.
I assume that the show's ending when he leaves.
No, it's still going after him.
No, but I mean like soon after
he
leaves.
Oh, soon after him.
Is he dead in the comics?
No.
No, they still have him there.
Okay.
But I mean, he's an actor. He's not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dead in real life.
Yeah.
So go check out Why the Last Man comic, and hopefully we see the TV series soon. Moving on to Geek On, Geek Off. Dom, you got some shit.
Yeah, this is awesome. Xbox Live is basically coming to everything under the sun now,
which is crazy.
Yeah, Microsoft,
crazy in everything. a good way.
It's on most app stores now,
right? But I'm talking about the service,
right?
Oh, the service.
So
yeah.
While you can play your Xbox Live on your Xbox and you can get the same achievements and things on your PC, it's coming to all of your other platforms, excluding the Sony PlayStation, obviously.
obviously.
It's coming to Android and iOS and Nintendo Switch. So
how's that working?
So how it's working is Xbox, Microsoft is working with all of these companies to integrate your current games and your future games with the Xbox Live service.
Correct.
So
instead of Nintendo making their own service,
correct? They just outsourced it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
The Xbox Live one is good.
So you'll be able to integrate your friends list and have your Xbox Live's friends list on your iPhone, on your Switch,
chat that as well.
Hopefully that works with the chat. Achievements, your Xbox Live achievements, something that Nintendo fans have been asking for forever, and Nintendo just hasn't done.
Nope.
So, and this could be the reason. These talks, who knows how long this has been in talks.
Yeah, it has to have been a while.
Well, yeah. Everyone was complaining about the Switch service and like, why are we not getting achievements? This could be why. Maybe they were just like, we're not going to bother architecting this whole system.
Yeah. When someone else does it better.
Right. Yeah. When someone else does it better and we're already going to integrate with them in some way. So like, if I could use Xbox Live on my Switch while playing with my friends, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's really awesome.
Which also opens up to the idea of cross-platforming.
Right, which they're already clearly
working. Yeah, I mean,
they're loving right now. Rocket League. Between Rocket League and Minecraft and Fortnite, like, they want to do more.
Yeah.
And it's awesome, awesome to see.
And it's going to be really fun to see Microsoft and Nintendo band together to kill Sony.
Yep.
No, nothing's going to kill Sony because they have some of the best single player games.
It's true. But going on right now. What it's really going to do is it could severely shift the market share. Whereas Xbox, Microsoft's going to help Nintendo get their online platform going, and Nintendo's going to help Microsoft become relevant at all in Japan.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And
that's a huge
if they
market
can mutually
that they
help each other. It's like,
yeah, they have no.
Yeah. I can't believe that we live in a time where this is a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Like
that these companies are actually working together.
If you told me 20 years ago that like Nintendo and Sega are going to work together to beat Sony, they did not work together.
They built a gaming system together. Nintendo and
Sega?
I think it was Sega, wasn't it?
Sega.
It was like it died like soon after.
No, Nintendo was working with Philips on a CD add-on.
And no, there was
another
one.
Then they fucked
one.
That up, and Philips went and ended up just becoming the PlayStation.
No, there was another one that they did. I think with Sega or Sony. Huh. I can't remember which one it was. But
I definitely feel like this comes back to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago with Microsoft and talking about how they're going open source with a lot of their software. Mm-hmm. And like, it definitely seems like leadership has changed a lot with how Microsoft is handling,
I think,
just all their products.
Yeah, that's true. My Windows is doing a lot more open source stuff. The new Xbox SDK is called like the XDK.
Yeah.
I would say that I think Phil Spencer is the best thing to happen to Microsoft.
I agree.
Since Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Legitimately, since it was created, I think he has
done some amazing, amazing things.
He has done the most to turn the company around. I mean, 10 years ago, Microsoft's a joke.
Yeah.
You know, the Xbox 360 was good. The original Xbox was Windows Vista came out and that tanked their reputation.
Yeah.
And then Windows 8 came out and further destroyed their reputation.
Yeah.
And Windows 10 wasn't well received. And that's starting to turn around.
I never had a problem with Windows 10.
Windows 10's fine.
Yeah.
People are just burned from Windows 8. They hate it. So anything that resembles Windows 8, they hate.
Yeah.
Windows 10 is fine. It does allow you too little control over a lot of things.
That's my problem.
It wants to take control over everything, which is annoying. But at the same time, when people complain about that, they often cite Apple as a superior product. And I'm like, the reason that they're taking the control away from you is Apple, because Apple takes all of the control away from you because you're too stupid to use your computer. But now you're complaining that the product that you said was inferior because it wasn't like Apple is being like Apple and you don't like it. Like, make up your goddamn mind.
Which with Apple slipping now with, you know, not as good sales as before, and the computers that are coming out aren't as
They're not
innovating anymore.
They're just cutting stuff out. They're cutting USBs out of stuff. Yeah.
What it boiled down to too was
USB-Cs too.
There was a time Apple and Starbucks are the same company in different areas. They came out and they, in quotes, air quotes, innovated. They didn't really innovate. They just took ideas and they actually made those ideas, and they called them innovation. And then they said, we have the best product, which they didn't. They had the best marketing, and their marketing said, our product is awesome. It's going to cost this much. And everyone said, okay. And it's a status symbol. I have an Apple. You know, you people with Androids, there's the old saying of like, you know, oh, when you message somebody and they have that, you know, the green blurb, you know, they're too poor to, you know, they're too poor to be friends with. And it's like, my Samsung costs just as much as the iPhone, has all the same features, and then some. We're getting to a point now where people are realizing that Apple's products aren't as good as they say they are to warrant the money being spent on them.
Quality has dropped, and R&D.
I don't
feels
think
like
quality has dropped. I think quality has stayed exactly the same.
That's
the public's
the thing
perception and the public's understanding of the products has increased.
But I also
therefore they're not worth as much.
But I also feel like all the other products around it have really caught up.
Yes.
And instead of those products catching up and pushing Apple to move forward faster, they kind of just like
just, they just let it happen.
Like plateaued.
Yeah. Like okay, the iPod. There's nothing. Don't even fucking say Zune. There was There was nothing on the market that could even come close to comparing.
Zune.
There's nothing that was comparative at all.
The Zune software blew the shit out of fucking iTunes software.
In a negative way. Like, it blew shit.
Yeah, it blew shit.
It blew shit.
On top of the iTunes software, because from moment one, it's never been good.
All right, but not to detract from this.
Yes, from Xbox Live coming to everything.
Yeah. Coming to everything.
It's the new Skyrim.
Yeah, yep. but I will say,
Live on your refrigerator.
Wanted to mention one more thing, because I'm a Microsoft insider, and if you don't know what that is, go look it up. But like it's definitely interesting.
Microsoft hipster and everything, yeah. Isn't it?
Microsoft insider. I barely Microsoft knower.
That took
a long way to get there, but
I like it though. That's usually my joke. It's amazing to see how much how much Microsoft is trying to make a community. Like everything about what they're doing is about making a community when it comes from like the development side to like even like just creating shit, you know, when it comes to like photo editing and just like getting people together to like share just ideas with each other. Microsoft is really about community
now. Which is crazy that they forgot, because what made the Xbox popular was the community.
Yeah, the community. Yeah.
The fact the online... that Xbox Live was better than anything else.
Yeah. Although in the beginning it wasn't.
But in the beginning it wasn't.
Internet speeds weren't there.
Yeah.
Yet,
so. Right. It was in the beginning, because in the beginning there was nothing else. So it didn't have
you
to be better.
After Dreamcast.
Yeah. It didn't have to be better than anything else, because there was no competition. But yeah. like you said that Apple didn't do, once that competition started being there, really from Sony.
Yeah.
They picked it up and said, okay, we're going to make it even better. And to this day, I think Xbox Live is still better than Sony's online platform.
Yeah. No,
even though there's a lot of similarities and they're virtually identical, I still think Xbox is just smoother and better to use.
It's user-friendly.
Yep. Yeah,
it's easy to use, and you can find friends easy. And
it's integrated with a lot of things, and now it's going to be integrated
moms
with more.
That you're going to rape them soon. Like, very easy to use.
If you're not using the internet for that, what else are you using
it
for?
Very true. Well, moving on from the Xbox to Nintendo. CJ.
Hold on, there's an item on my Steam wish list that's on sale.
I hate you.
To find out what it is.
Mine is just Shogo, constantly.
Yeah.
Game was never going to work on a PC that's modern, but it goes on sale every 30 seconds.
Prison Architect is on sale.
I hate you so much. It's CJ.
Prison Simulator.
okay, so... Dr. Mario is coming to mobile phones.
That's not what this says.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, it's coming to Mobile, Alabama, actually.
I like putting things on the list. That's CJ.
So this dude who dresses up as Dr. Mario is going to Mobile, Alabama.
It's like Redneck Mario?
Yeah. And he's just going to throw opioids.
Empty beer bottles?
No, he's going to throw opioids at people. He's helping the opioid epidemic. Anyway, that was a detractor. Wow. Okay. Dr. Mario. In the continuation of Nintendo trying to break out of their console and break into the mobile world, which we've seen a couple times through.
I don't understand with the Switch now.
I know. Why? But like with Mario Run did... and they're
it was hyped a lot, but then it was. Died off very
but then, it was fine, yeah. But like, then that's all I have to say.
Yeah, but then their Fire Emblem games, I feel like those usually do really well. I feel like they didn't do well in America. They probably did well in other countries.
Well, JRPGs in the long run, they
have their fan base though.
And, I mean, look at Super Smash Brothers. Yeah.
And we had the announced Mario Kart Run or Mario Kart Tour. Mario Kart Tour, which is also a mobile game that's actually been...
got pushed back.
It got pushed back for this, for Dr. Mario. Well, it got pushed back due to not meeting... not meeting quality that they wanted to release it as, which is good. Again,
sounds like Metroid.
It's not pushed back too far. I think it was summer 2019.
Yeah, this is slated... Dr. Mario is slated for June, July. I bet... Honestly, this will be like July, August, September, somewhere around there for the Mario Kart Tour. But again, Dr. Mario is just one of those like classic Game Boy games. And
now what's the difference
between Dr. Mario and Tetris?
No, Dr. Mario and regular Mario. I don't think I've ever played a Dr. Mario.
Do you not know what Dr. Mario is?
Like, I know the character, but I don't think I've ever played a Dr. Mario.
Wow, we have hit... All right, I have it on Switch because it's part of the Nintendo Online thing. We'll play it after this, but I think
hit. Is it like Tetris?
Yes.
I'm going to hate it.
Yeah. What I will say
is
that
I can't fucking stand Tetris.
Of all the things that have ever been said on this podcast, that might be the craziest thing that
I've never played a Nintendo game.
That you've never, you didn't even know what Dr. Mario was.
Have you ever played Yoshi's Cookie?
Ookie Cookie?
Yep. Wow. Did you not play any of the puzzle games?
No, because I hate puzzle games. Why would I play them if I hated them? Wow. I hated Tetris so fucking much.
Come on, man.
It's like Minesweeper. I fucking hated that too.
Well, at least we know you're not Russian.
You guys are apparently playing all your Tetris and Dr. Mario.
Moving your Rubik's Cube and shit. But yeah, I mean, definitely take a look out for it. It's gonna be free to play with in-app purchases, of course.
Of course,
And it's being developed.
I mean, they gotta make money at some point.
Yeah. It's being developed by.
We all know Nintendo makes no money; they're doomed.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they don't make any money on the mobile platform. Yet they keep trying.
I don't understand it.
So the
because they eventually will
the game. Yeah, the gaming company that is currently developing this is the same ones who did the Disney's Sum, if you know what those are, the little like kawaii like versions of Disney characters, but like again, it's a puzzle game on the phone.
Never
were they like chibi versions of Disney characters?
But they're like they look like little pills. Like I mean,
oh, I remember
I don't know
those.
How to
yes.
Explain it.
No, because Final Fantasy was doing the same thing. I think
were they with
no? Maybe they were making chibi versions.
But it's
no,
like,
I remember
it's like TSUM Sum.
Yeah.
Like
I remember
if
that.
if you
it was
weep through,
shit,
yeah,
you know?
Weep shit. But yeah, the thing is, and apparently that game was like highly successful. You know, like
no, I've never heard of it, never seen anything from it.
So I mean, that's just crazy.
It's just weird.
£1.2 billion that game pulled in. And then,
God damn.
Yeah.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah. So it's the company.
Almost fat as your mama.
Yeah. So the gaming company is called Line, and they're the ones who they make a messenger app that's basically like the Japanese version of WhatsApp.
Oh.
So like the thing is they're definitely like a very well
company.
Well, you know, they know what to do with mobile games or just mobile apps in general. So definitely take a look for that. Dr. Mario should be coming out, like I said, June, July of this year, and then hopefully Mario Kart Tour not too far after that.
So go check out a game based off of communist Russia.
Oh, one hold on.
My favorite type of game.
There one was last thing that also kind of came out of this announcement is the possibility of a smaller version of the Switch.
Yeah, there's
I feel like they keep bouncing that idea around.
Which I
don't know. Like that's
the thing is, it feels like they're finally trying to kill the 3DS.
Yeah.
Is the thing. It was just funny because it's just that was their moneymaker for so long.
Oh my God, that was a fucking
moneymaker. The 3DS was what, during the Wii years, the 3DS is what I think kept Nintendo going.
If we can get a little bit smaller.
During the Wii U years.
Yeah.
Because the Wii kept,
that's true.
If they can make it a little bit smaller and somehow cover all the buttons and stuff so you can sit in a pocket fine.
Yeah, I agree.
They could definitely make it a 3DS killer, which is weird because it's their own fucking product.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
but
kills
eventually
everything else that ever lived.
Yeah,
like
it's
the
time for the 3DS to go away as far as I'm concerned.
It's
so
old. It's been around.
There's no point to it now with the Switch.
So go check out Dr. Mario when it comes out, probably later this year. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts, like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube, and please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out radiohaver.com to hear us and a ton of new and upcoming podcasts and musical artists. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Weeboo shit.